Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Olala Njinga is back. Olala is a five-year member of our Brain Trust. She has her own business, but it's been fun to watch her grow, Yellowwood Group. But she's also been appointed by the governor to help small businesses in the great state of North Carolina. She's vice chair for NC Works Commission. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and our good friend, Olala Njinga. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Did I introduce you correctly on
the political
appointee? How did I do on that?
You did well. I've got a couple seats that I hold, and most recently I was appointed as vice chair for the NC Works Commission. So they've been keeping me busy.
They should. And congratulations to them for putting you in that assignment. So let's talk about what small business owners are facing these days, this particular time of year in doing business. What are you seeing
right
out there?
There's a whole, I love June and July because it's really what I call kind of the half-year outlook for the state of small business. And this time of year, sales is always a big issue because we can kind of hit that summer sales slump. But I made the comment a couple weeks ago to one of my colleagues, and I said that marketing and sales often get blamed for what are really operations problems. And so usually an ops problem is disguised as some type of sales problem. And so this time of year is a really great way to take a step back from your business and look at what's working, what's not working, and what you can improve. And so everything from financials to processes to systems to customer engagement, customer experiences, vendor relationships, employee engagement. This is a really great time of year to really kind of step back and do a 30,000 look at your business and go, if there's a stopgap somewhere or something is sluggish, what's happening internally that's actually contributing to that problem?
Because so you're saying that if the company isn't providing the proper online platform for customers, that could hurt sales, and it wouldn't be the sales organization's fault.
If
purchasing isn't keeping the right products in stock, that's not sales' fault. If the accounts payable is roughing up people unnecessarily, then our accounts receivable, unnecessarily, that's ticking off customers. It could be, or if the delivery folks are not rude to customers, that's not the sales fault. It could be internal things that are messing your relationship with customers.
Absolutely, and unfortunately, even the average size small business in the U.S. is about 5 to 7 employees, and so
right,
even in the smallest of small businesses, when you have one person wearing multiple hats, you have to assume that they're getting things done, but they may not be getting everything done super well. And that could be creating some of that internal issue for you. And small businesses, unfortunately, we stretch our resources, we stretch our people, we stretch every second we can out of the clock. And we don't often take a pulse check to kind of determine, like, hey, is this still serving the business? Is this still serving our customers? So the summer is a really great time to take that survey, take a couple days off, take a look at what's going on, use it as an opportunity to really engage your employees and ask them, because they're the front line. They're going to tell you what's not working.
Should we be polling our customers first, though?
Well, there's no business without customers.
Yeah. But, I know you're asking the employees, but wouldn't this also be a good time to say, okay, how are we doing so far?
Well, you know what? Yes. The short answer, or the quick answer, I should say, is yes. Here's a different take on that. A lot of small businesses start with customer feedback and then go to their employees. And I always suggest start with your employees.
Ah, okay.
And get some information from them. Because when you start with customers and you bring that back, you can put employees on the defensive, shut them down, and they may not be as generous with the feedback as you would like them to be. It also gives employees the feeling that you've already chosen a side, that you're not coming to the conversation impartial and really ready to listen to them. So it's just a slightly different take that I have found effective. Start with your employees. Find out what's really going on. I mean, I found out that we had this one customer that treated one of my employees like she was less than because that customer was so used to interfacing with me that when that customer had to speak to one of my employees, he kind of treated them like they were less than and really didn't respect their position in the organization. And so it gave me a really good opportunity to open up that conversation with the customer to talk about, you know, how my team works and how I depend on them and how I trust their judgment and their input. It really did a lot to change that relationship between the customer and my employees.
Very interesting. Then do you let your employees know that you're going to talk to the customers after this? You're going to say, now when I get through talking to you, get your feedback, because I want to know where we stand internally. I'm going to be going to see how we're doing externally.
Absolutely, because what you really
keeps everybody honest, doesn't it?
It keeps everybody honest. It keeps everybody transparent, and it also gives the employee an opportunity to really kind of pull out customer interactions that they really enjoyed. So it's not just about problem solving. It's not just about finding out what's broken or what's not working. I started off by saying the list is actually what's working, what's not working, and what can we improve. And so it gives you a great opportunity to say, listen, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's working. I'm going to ask the customer the same three questions. You know, can you give me some specific examples about times when it really worked, times when it really didn't, and times where you felt like we could have done more, but maybe for different reasons internally we weren't in a position to do more. You don't want surprises on either side, and more often than not, the small business owner gets more surprises when they hear from the employee than the customer, because employees don't always share things that get broken down.
Should you go to the employees directly, or should you do it where they feel like they are in a blind way, sort of in a survey way, or maybe through another straw man inside the company, rather than you, the owner, going to them? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't believe there's a right or a wrong way. I can give you some feedback. I mean, I've served hundreds of clients over the past 13 years, and some feedback that has gone over well is being able to have kind of a mystery box where people can anonymously put things in.
But not just a complaints box.
But the one thing I find effective is if your employees feel like you as the business owner care enough to sit down and ask them the question straight in their face, it goes a long way in terms of trust and rapport.
Very good advice right there. Lala and Jenga, and I will be right back. 20 after. We come back, we're going to talk about something completely different.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.